Chapter 16. The priest's estate loomed in front of me, and I ground my teeth together as I looked out at the grounds where the Red Witch was held captive. Black iron fencing surrounded the property, with guards keeping watch over the two different gates on each side of the grounds. The estate house itself was a rectangular-shaped building with at least two stories, made from terracotta bricks, and had smoke billowing from the two chimneys that sat on either side of the roof. Freshly cut grass covered the grounds, and a cobblestone path had been carved into the lawn from each gated entrance. To the side of the estate, still inside the fencing, sat Sevilia's hovel. It looked to have been made from wood, with a slanted steel roof, and it had its own set of fencing to box in the hovel, just like I'd imagined it. Sevilia's home looked as if it was going to collapse at any second, and I couldn't help but wonder what would happen if that were to occur. Surely the priest wouldn't hand over his own precious pieces to repair the home. The selfish fuck. I pictured a dungeon in the basement of the estate. Maybe the basement came equipped with torture devices, iron links, and wooden boards tied with rope. Maybe the priest had more people trapped in his prison, and Sevilia was lucky to be the only one with a place to herself. Knowing what I knew, I wouldn't have put it past the asshole to keep more undesirables hostage. He probably came at the thought of owning all these innocent creatures. If my imagination was correct, and he really did have a basement in the estate, then it was going to make his death so much more satisfying. I couldn't even see the fucker yet, but I could smell his scent from a mile off, and soon I'd smell his burning flesh as I unleashed my full hell powers upon him. I couldn't wait to look him in the eyes as I tightened my fist around his neck. I needed to see his face turn blue as I destroyed his oxygen supply. And then finally, as the life left his body, I'd squeeze my fingers a little tighter, and his brain would explode all over the catacomb walls. It was difficult to make a list of who I hated the most, particularly when the list consisted of the Dark King, Lord Captains, the Blessed, and the Priest, yet I knew this two-faced fuck would be somewhere close to the top.
"He better come out soon,"
Ash whispered from her spot in the tree we hid in. We'd arrived at the estate early in the afternoon in case the priest left to meet the elves earlier, but the sun was starting to set now, and the bastard was still to leave his house. Ash and I had found a tree to hide in not far from Sevilia's hovel, and we'd both worn green to help blend in. We were far enough away and high enough in the tree that no one could spot us with the naked eye, but we still had the perfect view. "He will. I'm sure of it."
"I guess you can take a long, hard look at the estate. Your first and last time."
"It gives me something to add to the scrapbook in my head." I could see everything, from the ravens that perched near the chimneys to the guards that strutted around the grounds as if they owned the place. But the one thing I noticed the most, and had noticed before we'd even reached the estate, was the overpowering, delectable scent of evil that wafted from the estate. The smell even radiated from the guards, and as much as I wanted to make the priest's death streamlined and unrecognizable, I wouldn't hesitate to kill his men at the same time. If something went wrong and the guards got in the way, I'd happily spill their blood across the neat lawn. That shouldn't need to happen, and the plan was to complete the mission without anyone suspecting a thing. So as long as we all stuck together, there shouldn't be the need to murder more people. I just had to make sure Sevilia had been informed of the smaller details. She had to go to Pixie Lane again this evening, but Ash and I had planned on derailing that idea before it could happen. The idea was to stop the carriage before it reached Pixie Lane, and then we could save Sevilia without the guards noticing. After that, it was only a matter of staging the scene in a way so no one could pin the priest's death on the Red Witch. "Sevilia will be ready to move, yeah?"
"Yep, she's eager,"
Ash grinned.
"I double-checked it with her last night, and she's excited to get going."
"I bet she is. Now, as soon as we see her leave the hovel, we'll run toward the street where we'll stop the carriage."
"And I can get my knives out?"
Ash asked with an evil grin on her face. She loved to wield the throwing knives. Do your thing, my love, I winked. I cannot wait to see you terrify the carriage driver with that burning look in your eyes and the knives in your hands. We continued to sit in silence for a few more minutes, and I had started to get agitated that the priest was never going to fucking leave. But then I noticed a man leave through the rear entrance of the house. Shortly after that, a carriage came around the side of the building being pulled by two black horses, and the driver parked it neatly alongside the main door.
Ooh, look,
Ash whispered, with one hand pointed toward the south entrance. The guards from that entrance checked the gates were locked, and then headed in the direction of the house. We weren't aware of this small detail, that two of the four guards were going to be out of sight, and it pleased me greatly. Excellent, I said in a low voice. The less men around, the better. Shortly after the guards had entered the house, the priest left through the main door. He had a bag in his hand, but I was too far away to see what it was, or to get a clue as to what was inside. It looked to have been a sack Sevilia used to collect money in, but that bag could have had anything inside it. The carriage driver stepped down from his seat, opened the door for the priest, and then closed it again once the bastard was settled inside. The square windows on either side of the carriage were all drawn with curtains, so no one could see what or who was inside, but I knew for a fact that the priest and the driver were the only people present. My hands began to tremble with excitement. I could taste the priest's scent on my tongue. The driver took the horse's reins in his hand, pulled on them twice, and then the horses began to gallop through the north entrance. Once the carriage had left the gates, it turned right and traveled en route to the meeting point in the poorer side of Ravenshade. Ash and I shared an excited glance as we watched our plan come together, but we couldn't leave just yet. It was time for Sevilia to complete her task. Like clockwork, exactly 3 minutes after the priest had left, a second carriage turned up, but this time it was at the north entrance, and it was fancier than the one the priest had left in. The golden details on the carriage told me it belonged to the church, and it made me think the priest chose to take his own carriage to the catacombs to appear more discreet and to blend in among the other residents. Anyone could have been in a plain wooden carriage, but only the church traveled in the gold ones. This would also keep Sevilia's work in Pixie Lane from being connected to him specifically. Once again, the driver pulled the horses to a halt outside the building, and he stepped down to open the door. The second the door was open, Sevilia left her run-down hovel, dressed in her red cloak and dress, and it looked as if she was off to collect her payments from Pixie Lane. This way, I whispered to Ash, as Sevilia took her leisurely time to cross the yard. My demon lover and I dropped from the tree and hid in the shadows of the trunks as we ran alongside the fence. We had to make sure we reached the carriage before it traveled too far, but we also had to make sure we were out of sight of the guards when we approached. Sevilia knew to take her time, but she also knew when we were going to attack. There was a small street near the estate, and Sevilia told Ash the carriage always drove down that street to get to Pixie Lane. The street didn't have a single building on it, and the chances of seeing anyone walk through it were slim. It was the perfect place to take control of the carriage. Ash and I kept out of sight and kept our heads down low to stop the light of our eyes from causing a distraction. The carriage rattled nearby, and the horse's hooves tapped melodically across the cobblestones. I calculated the distance in my head, and as soon as I noticed the shadow of the carriage on the ground, Ash and I leaped out from our hiding spot. The driver pulled the horses to a halt with a look of fear painted over his face and in his eyes. The driver stammered. His chubby round face blushed a deep scarlet, and beads of sweat began to appear in his hairline. Save it, I chuckled as I climbed onto the seat beside him. I don't have anything, I swear it, he whimpered. A harsh scent filled the air. One look at me had caused the driver to soil his pants. The pathetic human. As soon as those words left my mouth, Ash jumped onto the other side of the seat and jammed one of her throwing knives into the side of the driver's throat. Blood exploded from the vein she hit, and Ash's face was covered with bright red droplets. The horses began to panic and whine with fright, so I jumped down from the seat, slashed and broke through all the attachments that kept the horses tied to the carriage, and then the panicked animals galloped off into the distance. It wouldn't take long for the driver to bleed out, so I left Ash to finish off her job and let Sevelia out of the carriage. The Red Witch greeted me with the brightest smile, and she was eager to leave the enclosed space. I hadn't seen her look so free and excited before, and it felt incredible that I was the one who gave her the chance at a free life. "We need to make it look like someone attacked the carriage. Ash, can you make this all a bit more violent?"
"That's what I do best,"
Ash grinned from her spot beside the dead driver. Ash then joined us at the door with her hands covered in blood, and with a wicked smile on her face, she began to wipe the blood all over the carriage, both inside and outside. When the blood had been used up, Ash skipped back to the corpse and collected some more straight from the source.
"Take your cloak off,"
Ash ordered the witch as she continued to decorate the vehicle in blood.
"Make it look like there was a struggle."
Sevelia followed Ash's words, untied the cloak from around her neck, and then threw it back into the carriage.
"Okay, let's go," I demanded.
Ash added one last stroke of blood over the door handle, and then the three of us ran off toward the catacombs.
"Thank you,"
Sevelia said to both of us.
"I'm so grateful you've been able to release me. Just wait until we've killed the priest. I've never been more excited for anything in my life."
"You'll get used to the excitement with us around," I grinned.
We came across the alley we traveled through yesterday and snuck down the thin lane. It took us to the opposite side of Ravenshade and allowed us to run without the residents seeing us.
"How long have you been in the estate? Too many years to count,"
Sevelia sighed deeply.
"I thought I was going to stay there forever, and now I'm free from that dreadful place."
"You never did tell me how you ended up there in the first place," I said with a frown. Sevelia's running slowed down a pace, and when I turned back around to look at her, I noticed she held her hands together and twisted them together nervously.
It's a
long story?"
"Yeah."
Sevelia laughed humorlessly.
"Maybe I can tell you one day."
"I'll hold you to that."
The tall, ancient building was soon seen up ahead, which meant we had arrived at our chosen destination. The sweet scent of evil was far more powerful now than it was yesterday, what with the added priest and the high elves in the area. My hands tingled with the urge to ignite into flames as we came to a stop in the shadows, and a ripple of thunderous energy poured down my spine. But I simmered my hell powers down until it was time to use them properly.
"Okay," I whispered to both women beside me. "We need to sort out the driver first before we do anything else. We can't risk having that fucker spoil our plans now."
"I can charm him. He'll do as we say until I take the enchantment away from him. I can get a little nick in."
Ash smiled slyly with one throwing knife in hand.
"We're not killing this one. He needs to stay alive if we're going to cover our tracks, and I want you to save your knives and nails for the elves."
"Oh, Atticus,"
Ash grinned.
"I sharpened them this morning, just for you."
My beautiful fiend straightened all 10 fingers, and her silver, venomous nails pierced through the tips. They appeared sharper than normal, and I grinned at the sight.
"Good girl. Let's find the driver, and then deal with the assholes in the tunnels. Where did you see the carriage go last time?"
"Follow me."
Sevelia and I followed Ash behind the tall building and away from the catacombs. She came to a sudden stop when we reached the entrance of a new street, and with her back up against the wall, Ash placed one finger over her lips and pointed toward the new street with her spare hand. I gave Sevelia a gentle pat on the shoulder to tell her to go ahead, and with a focused look on her face, the witch nodded and slipped down the street. Ash and I trailed behind her, and once I'd turned the corner, I noticed the carriage sitting with its back to us.
Unless the driver had superhuman hearing, he wouldn't have noticed our arrival. My body buzzed with pride as Sevilia stepped around the side of the carriage and hopped up onto the driver's seat. Before the man could even react, Sevilia's eyes turned red and began to glow. She curled her hands around in the air, and soft words began to slip from her mouth.
"You'll do exactly as I say,"
she whispered in a cryptically low tone.
"Do you understand?"
"Yes,"
the driver said firmly.
"You'll stay where you are, and you won't leave until we return to the carriage."
"Of course, my lady."
He nodded hazily.
"If anyone comes along before then, you'll refuse to leave, yes?"
"Yes, my lady."
"Good."
Sevilia offered the enchanted driver a wicked grin, and then she jumped back to the ground.
"He's not going to go anywhere." "Fuck,"
Ash groaned.
"That was incredible." "Yep, and that's only one of my many talents."
The witch winked. I had images of the two women working together to defeat an opponent, but that quickly turned into an image of them in bed, working together to defeat me. I felt even more powerful now that I had both Ash and Sevilia on my side, and this was only the start of my new life on the surface world. Who knew how many more powerful and devious women I could gather?
"Are you going to do the same with the priest and the elves?"
Ash asked with a sinful smile.
"Now, where's the fun in that? I need them to suffer, not roll over and die with ease." Fuck.
Ash moaned and sent me a smoldering glance.
"We better get going before I make Atticus fuck you against this wall."
"There will be plenty of time for that once we've killed these bastards," I grinned. Then I reached into my pants pocket and brought out the blue orb I'd brought with me. "I'm going to sneak down to those catacombs to listen to what they're saying. We can both attack at the same time, but wait here while I scope out the situation."
"Yes, my lord."
Ash nodded, and Sevilia linked arms with her while she looked at the blue orb curiously. Like I'd done at the vampire's manor, I focused on the priest in the catacombs, and once I had the picture firmly in mind, I pressed the tab of my thumb against the dent in the center of the orb. The same wave-like feeling washed over my body, and I knew I'd vanished from sight when I noticed the surprised look on Sevilia's face.
"What the fuck?" "Yeah, you're not the only one with an added power up your sleeves,"
Ash replied with a grin. I left the two women to discuss the orbs as I ran from the street and headed towards the tunnels. I had more control over my feet the second time around, and it no longer felt like I was running on ice. It was more like I was floating an inch from the ground, and I moved as swiftly as the wind through the darkened streets of Ravenshade. I crossed the front of the tall building and then bolted down the hill toward the iron gates, completely unnoticed. The priest and the high elves stood about 10 meters inside the entrance of the catacombs, which could have taken the advantage of our surprise attack away from us, but if I jumped down from above, like Ash had suggested yesterday, then they shouldn't notice our arrival until it was too late. The priest stood against one wall with the unlit lanterns hidden in the shadows around him, but I could see his brown hair had been combed neatly over to the left side of his head, and he wore the clothes of a regular citizen. Only black pants, a black shirt, and a royal blue suede jacket made up his attire, and from what I could tell, nothing about him signified that he worked for the church. The four high elves stood opposite the priest, and they were all a head and shoulder taller than the man. Their black eyes had a glassy look to them, and their black jackets had a gold detailing around the cuffs and across the collars. Their skin was somewhat pale, and their fingers were long and slender, far longer than the blunt digits on a human's hand.
"I believe you've brought everything we asked for," the high elf in the center asked.
"I did," the priest nodded, and held up the bag I'd seen him carry into the carriage.
The elf snatched the bag from the priest, peered inside it, and then handed it to one of his men to hold. I was desperate to know what was inside, but that had to wait until we'd killed each and every one of them.
"Do you have the information?" the priest asked with a firmer tone than before.
"What do you take us for?"
Have we ever let you down before?
Of course not, but it has to happen tomorrow, and I cannot afford time to run out again.
Listen, my friend, the High Elf patted the priest on the shoulder. Your little witch is going to get what's coming to her.
I agree, but the sylphs need to come first,
the priest ordered.
It took all of my concentration to keep my thumb placed firmly on the orb. I was seconds away from making myself known and tearing the motherfucker's limb from limb. I had no idea what they'd planned to do to Sevilia, or the sylphs for that matter, but it angered me more than anything to hear this bastard plan to harm Sevilia even more after all she'd done for him. Thunderous energy fizzed through my palms, closely followed by the heat of my infernal blaze, and if I didn't control my demon urges soon, the entire plan would be ruined in an instant.
"When do you need them?"
the elf asked calmly. "After the service tomorrow morning. I need the group tied and bound together to keep things quick and easy, and see they have no means of escape."
"Of course. And where should we take them?"
"Straight to my estate," the priest said without a second's hesitation. "I have a basement where they can live until we work out who gets who." The dirty smile on the priest's face sent rage spiraling through my sinews. This holy fucker was even worse than I thought. The only sylphs I'd seen in the port of Rangfree so far all wore symbols of the church around their pretty necks. They were the followers of the Holy King, and even they weren't safe from the clutches of the priest. I didn't know what all he intended to do with the bound sylphs once he had them locked away, but judging by the filthy scent wafting from him now, I knew he was practically hard just at the thought of it already. I swallowed down the searing ashes that threatened to spew from my mouth, and I left the lecherous fuckers to discuss their business and return to Sevilia and Ash. If we didn't attack now, the 5 men in the tunnels could leave before we had the chance, and there was no way in hell I'd let that happen. Their plans for the sylphs were bad enough, but they had some sort of plans in mind for Sevilia, too, and the Red Witch was as good as mine now. Which meant these men would suffer twice as much for even thinking of harming her. "Are there any other witches living in the estate?" I asked once I'd let go of the orb and reappeared in the street.
"No, it's just me,"
Sevilia said, and she frowned at my tense expression.
"Why?"
I wasn't sure if I should tell the truth or not, but she deserved to know, and part of me wondered just how deadly she'd become if she knew what we were really in for tonight. "The High Elves mentioned something about you getting what's coming to you," I told her in a low tone. "Do you know what that means?" Pure anger flashed through Sevilia's amber eyes, and for a second, I thought Ash and I were going to be in the firing line of her powers and enchantments.
"He needs to die,"
the witch muttered with pursed lips.
"He also mentioned a group of sylphs being tied and bound together."
"Oh, fuck!"
Sevilia spat beneath her breath.
"They're after them again."
"What do they want with the sylphs?"
"I don't know the real reason,"
Sevilia replied with anger still in her amber eyes.
"I've heard painful screams echo from the estate before, so I can only imagine what goes on in there." "Look, we can discuss this later,"
Ash broke in.
"We need to go."
"Follow my lead,"
I ordered. We left through the opposite side of the street, which took us to the back of the tall building. Our best point of attack would be from above, and we silently crept down the grassy hill to the mound above the gates.
"They're just on the inside of the tunnels," I whispered to both women.
"We all jump at the same time and don't give them any time to react. Don't aim to hurt them, aim to fucking kill them."
"Yes, master,"
both women replied, and a grin twisted on my lips as I glanced at Sevilia for a split second. Hearing the word master on her lips was just as satisfying as I'd thought it'd be.
"This isn't a competition for who can get the most kills. As long as their blood splatters on the skulls and the walls, that's all that matters."
"But you know I love to please you,"
Ash purred, and Sevilia chuckled quietly. Then we came to a stop on the hill just above the gated entrance. I had my sickle in hand, Ash had her throwing knives, and Sevilia's amber eyes had started to glow red already. There was no point in trying to remain human anymore.
Just like with our demon battle in the Grimway, we had to give our all to the fight, and Ash's claws ripped through the skin on her fingers as a smoky breath billowed from both our mouths. Our eyes began to glow brighter and brighter, and the energy of my infernal tempest began to surge in my hand. But I had my second hell power join in, and I wanted to try something new. Instead of my hands, I ordered the infernal blaze under my skin to build in my arms and up to my shoulders. Orange flames erupted and crackled around my head as well, and I glanced between Ash and Sevelia in turn. A devilish grin curled across my lips as the deadly beauties smiled with delight, and we jumped off the hill to close in on our prey.